Haskell, brother and sister, S.N. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 17, 1903. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I received a letter from Sister Haskell last Friday. Our mail comes at noon, and while the family are eating dinner, either Sarah or I usually read to them the letters and some items from the papers. Today noon, we received Elder Haskell's letter, which we read to the family. I thank you both for writing. I've had much writing to do of late, and as I consider the matter, I realize that it is a very, very long of late. I feel deeply interested in your work in New York City, and have often desired that it were possible for me to step before your assemblies and bear my testimony. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. Let us learn to praise Him with our voices and to realize that at all times we are in excellent companionship, even with God and with His Son, Jesus. We are a spectacle to the unfallen worlds, to angels, and to our fellow men. A realization of this will lead us to go forth as the Lord may direct with a firm, well-garrisoned heart. Let us watch unto prayer. This will help us to realize that we are to be under the control of Christ, our divine leader. He endows us with steadiness of purpose, with subdued Christ-like impulses, and with sound judgment, enabling us to think soberly and yet kindly. Time is altogether too short for us to make ourselves unhappy. We will, my dear brother and sister, cherish the spirit of happiness, because we know that we have a Savior who loves us and who will bless us if we will welcome His presence into our hearts. We cannot afford to use the talent of speech in a way that will not benefit anyone. The Word of God regulates the source of our feelings and actions toward one another. The state of the heart regulates the principles of the inner life. Pure, unadulterated principles will prompt right words and acts. Our talents must increase, else they will diminish. We are to be Christ's little children, learning of Him. We are fully to believe and practice the truth we profess, that the end of all things is now at hand. Every moment we must be prepared to witness the unfolding of wonderful events. Daily we should reconsecrate our lives to the Lord's service and open the door of the heart to welcome the heavenly guest and to receive of His love. In the night season, I have been praying much for a greater realization of my Savior's love. Although I never lose His love from my heart, nevertheless I greatly desire that it shall increase more and more until it can be said, "Ye are complete in Him." Colossians 2, verse 10. Let us always speak cheerful words, never allowing one wrathful word to fall from our lips, for such a word may hurt some poor soul struggling for the vital atmosphere of heaven. Let us be of good courage in the Lord. Every follower of Christ should express thanksgiving to Him who hath bought us with the price of His own blood. My dear brother and sister Haskell, I wish you to consider that we shall sometimes have discouragements that seem to crush the soul, but the Lord Jesus will keep us close unto Himself. I trust that you and I, in our old age, will bring into our lives all the hopefulness and courage and faith that we possibly can. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It is our privilege to have the inward communion of the Holy Spirit of God. We may have divine protection, divine favor, and even a heavenly joyfulness. There is much that I wish to write, but on account of the shortness of time, I shall be unable to write more at present. I will try to write to you again soon. I have thought that I must tell you that it is your privilege to have a lively hope of the inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for all the faithful who at last shall receive in reality their eternal life insurance policy. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 10, 11. Then let us have courage in the Lord, and trust fully in our Savior unto the end. In much love,